Walmart Plus. It's Walmart Plus free delivery, which saves members time plus money. Yep. Plus an included Paramount Plus subscription to stream movies, shows, sports, and that can't miss documentary. Plus Burger King savings. That's right. Members get 25% off Burger King digital orders every day of the week. Walmart Plus. It's Walmart Plus. Become a member at walmartplus.com. $35 order minimum. Paramount Plus Essential plan only. Separate registration required. Valid at participating USBKs in the BK app or bk.com for members only. 25% off one time per calendar day. Terms apply. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Fiona Gratzer is CEO of Unislim, Ireland's longest running slimming and health organisation, and she's just published a new cookbook. It's called The 30-Day Diet, which offers practical advice on healthy eating and on gut health, and we'll talk about that in a moment. The 30-Day Diet revolves around adding nutritious foods to your everyday meals, which enhances your physical health. And each meal suggested in this book has gut health in mind. Fiona, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I've been flicking through the book and looking at the pictures as well as looking at the recipes. And there's scarcely a thing in this that I wouldn't really enjoy.
They're really gorgeous recipes. One for everybody, really. It's about just adding nutritious food to every meal. Very simple foods, very simple changes you can make, but really good for your gut health.
But things that you mightn't expect to see, like steak and chips.
Oh, yes, exactly. Why not have a good steak and chips, but with chimichurri sauce, which is very gut healthy. And really, it's being accessible, having recipes that people can really enjoy and adapt into their life rather than being on, quote, a diet. They can actually include really nutritious food and still lose weight, but also give your gut really good nutritious.
Turkey Milanese.
I love it.
And you don't run away from the air fryer, for instance.
No, I think the air fryer is brilliant. You know, I've got an air fryer as a present from my brother for Christmas one year, and I wanted to hit him on the head with it. I thought it was an odd gift, but actually, got to say, it was an amazing gift. I love the air fryer. It's a really healthy way to cook food, and you don't have to add much fat to it or just like a spray of oil or something. And it's quick and easy, crispy, delicious meals. Love it.
Now, Unislim, it sounds like it should be a global organisation, yes. But in fact, it's Irish.
It's Irish, founded in 1972 by my lovely mother, Agnes McCourt, who is now 84 years old, and she's in fabulous fit and health. And
following her own advice, obviously.
Absolutely. Well, she is testament to Unislim, you know, because she looks great. She's exercises every day. She has a little bit of arthritis, unfortunately, but she really is in tip-top shape for 84. And Unislim really is about healthy eating, a holistic way to living your life as well as losing weight. We have members from 53 years who've still maintained their target weight and members who continue to go to Unislim over the years who are just checking in and maintaining their weight. So it's such a success story, an Irish brand, and very proud to be running the company now.
Now, it's interesting, this book was published by Penguin UK.
Yes.
So will it have traction over there?
Absolutely. So I was really chuffed with that because Penguin UK contacted me to produce the book. And I'm not known in the UK, or the brand isn't known in the UK, but they really saw a market for what we were preaching in Unislim about healthy eating for an holistic lifestyle.
And the name Unislim, yeah. I mean, it is what it says on the tin.
It is.
Tin, isn't it?
That's kind of the simple thing about it. It's not, you know, over the years we've toyed with the name because obviously slim can also have the connotations people, bad connotations for some people. They don't necessarily like the word slim, but it's about being healthy, healthy eating for everybody. And in the UK, they really are supportive of the brand. And the book is now for sale and across into Australia as well. So I'm very excited about that.
Now, your name is Fiona Gratzer, but of course, your mum is McCourt. So
Yes. Explain
the Gratzer bit.
Well, my husband was Austrian. My husband sadly passed away almost 10 years ago in a motorbike accident. And that really is what led me on to studying more about my gut health, because I was suffering from, actually, I was running on adrenaline, to be honest, after he passed away. I just couldn't quite.
Now, he didn't die of ill health. It was a tragic accident.
It was, yes. It was a motorbike accident, and it all happened within a few hours of him leaving the house. So that really affected me, and it affected my health. And I didn't realise it at the time that I was looking, I was going on perfectly well in my life. But in fact, I was suffering from high anxiety, emotional stress, and I had chronic pain in my body. So after going to various doctors, we discovered that really it was down to my own lifestyle, that I was so stressed. I had adrenaline running. I was in fight or flight constantly. If you said boo to me, I was scared, literally, I would scream. So I had to just reevaluate my life, and I looked at the foods I was eating, the stress in my life, and how I could maintain a healthier body by adopting good foods for my gut health and also reducing my stress by doing yoga, less sort of adrenaline boosting exercise. I used to run quite a lot, so I just took a little bit of time to calm down and to really evaluate my life. And that's really what led me on to researching the gut health and writing the book.
Yeah, I mean, the idea that your emotional turmoil was reflected in your gut.
Yes, exactly. But I think your body holds on to pain, you know, and that, you know, that's what they say, you know, your body keeps score. And it was just something that I really started to research and study, and I wanted to feel so much better and have more energy. I wasn't sleeping well at the time, and everything was just having a knock-on effect. Not sleeping, being stressed, being in a bad mood, and just not feeling good, and not eating properly. So I really evaluated, and I started eating foods.
Now, the legacy of your late husband, Uwe, it's in the book, because traditional Austrian foods embody some of the principles that you are embracing here.
Exactly. That's the ironic thing about it, because fermented food really goes back to ancient times. And a lot of that goes back to Austria, where they would have to ferment foods during the winter because they wouldn't have had fridges, for example, and they'd make the sauerkraut and fermented foods. So that's really what is in the book as well, the idea that it goes back to healthy eating over the nation, over the years. And now in modern times, we actually can see the benefits of gut health.
Now, in the book, and as I say, the pictures are fabulous, and there are some fairly obviously non-fattening dishes here. Like, I'm looking, green breakfast omelette, that's not going to put a pick on you, we know that. But there are others that would seem to be, you know, crammed with calories. Do you count calories in this book?
No, do you know, we've calorie counted every meal in the book, but Unislim is not about counting calories. It never has been. It's really about eating foods that are good for you and nourishing your body. You don't want to be on a calorie restricted diet. You want to eat, you know, obviously if you want to lose weight, you have to be mindful of your portion sizes, but not to be so caught up in calories. Be more concerned about the quality of the food that you're eating and if the food that you're eating is actually going to be good for your gut and your health and your well-being. Your gut health is so important for your mood, for your digestive system, for your inflammation in your body, to prevent against diseases. And, you know, every food, everything that we eat goes through our gut system. And our gut and our brain are connected. There's the vagus nerve that sends neurotransmitters and information and hormones back up to our brain. So to have a healthy gut is really, really key.
Now, when I open it on one page, it's quite obviously, you know, very healthy. Prawn and avocado wraps, but the wrap is not a kind of a bread wrap or a fajita kind of wrap. It is, in fact, a lettuce wrap.
Yes. So the principle would be that you add a lot more fruits and vegetables and high fiber foods and whole grains to your diet in order for you to produce the right your microbiome in your gut, that you actually are feeding your gut with good foods that are going to be high fiber and help you live a healthier life.
When you open a book that is about healthy, you don't expect to find potato crisps, but you have air fried sweet potato crisps.
I know, they're absolutely delicious. You give them a go. They're lovely just to snack on in the evening, and they're very nutritious and high in fiber and vitamins.
So for people who may or may not get the book, but what are the essential gut foods that you must have at least in one of your meals every day?
Well, I would say variety is key. I think diversity of food is really the most important thing for people. Not be eating the same thing every single day. So if you're having porridge for breakfast, which is a very, very gut-friendly meal, by the way, try to add maybe a sprinkle of cinnamon on the top, which is a good gut-healthy spice, and some berries. If not berries, then maybe do the next day maybe a different fruit. I think diversity is the most important thing for your gut health, that you are eating different varieties of vegetables every single day, and that you're including whole grains, and that you have high quality protein in your diet and healthy fats.
Now, I like the way the book is laid out. It tells me when I'm looking, for example, at Vietnamese salmon noodle bowl, it serves to, the prep time is 15 minutes, you have to marinate for 30 minutes, you cook for 10 minutes, and the total is 400 kilocalories.
Yes, absolutely.
And
great.
That's the same on every page. Every recipe tells us
exactly the time that's laid out and how long it's going. Exactly. Everything is there for you. But the great thing about those recipes as well, Pat, is that you can double them up, put them in the fridge and have them for the next day, bring them into lunch. So it's accessible food. It's beautifully laid out, gorgeous recipes and pictures. And
I haven't found a cooking time beyond 30 minutes.
No, and the calories are all around 400 as well for the main meal. So we do have them calorie controlled, but it's not about focusing on the calories. It's focusing on good quality, gut friendly foods that aid weight loss.
Well, it's a terrific, beautifully photographed, by the way.
Thank you.
Absolutely. It's available in Easton's as little as £21.99 is the price there, published by Penguin UK. It's called The 30-Day Diet, Lose Weight and Improve Your Gut Health. And Unislim, of course, is writ large across the front cover of the book.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.